This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour now. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in the DJV. Jennifer Horn is the J in the DJV. And Victoria Keelan is the V in the DJV show, here to report to the nation what's going on, what you can expect. The good thing is you don't know. I don't think we're any of us predictable to a point. I mean, we know kind of where Jennifer comes down politically and Victoria politically, but it's a good thing I'm here to keep things even and smooth. So, yeah. Excuse me. Okay, chortler. Jennifer, what do we have that's trending?
Starbucks is trending today, and they've been trending a little bit over the last about a month or so after they had some problems where two black men were arrested for just sitting inside the store without purchasing something, trying to use the restroom. And so now the question asked by many financial watchdogs is Starbucks losing its mojo? Have their problems in the news slowed down their growth? Now, Howard Schultz purchased Starbucks back in 1987, and really, he wowed coffee fans, right, with this concept for lattes and frappa happa hoopas, and it seems that
is that what they're
that
really
time,
called? Is that
yes,
really
frappa happa hoo-ha. Yeah, that's
really?
Right. Since 1987, Starbucks has been on the rise. Well, now, for the first time ever, same-store sales, which is their metric that you that basically measures performance, rose only 2%. In the most recent quarter, far from the 7% that their competitive rivals like Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's McCoffee is able to show. And so the question is, are those challengers just getting better and having a cheaper, stronger product, or is Starbucks oversaturating, and are these stories leading to the decline of the chain? Now, to answer this, to combat this, the CEO of Starbucks tried to put to rest some of the bad news from that story we talked about, where these two black men were arrested at one of its stores in Philadelphia. They closed 8,000 stores for an afternoon of anti-bias training. Well, now we're learning more about what was actually taught there to their 175,000 workers. Apparently, they were trying to teach, get this, unconscious bias training.
Huh? Like, close your eyes and just imagine everyone's white? Like, what does that mean?
Apparently, this is what a lot of corporations, even police departments, organizations in corporate America use to help address racism in the workplace. It's typically designed to get people to open up about implicit biases and stereotypes in encountering people of color, gender, or other identities. Now, there are some other problems for Starbucks. After they bounced back from this unconscious bias training, they said that they would allow anybody to use their restaurant or their stores without having to make a purchase. And in many areas, that's made the Starbucks almost into this place for people to sleep. People are using drugs. They're having sex in the bathrooms. And so this overreaction to this arrest of these two men in Philadelphia has now caused even bigger problems that Starbucks is trying to figure their way out of.
What a mess. And still, there are so many black people in America right now that are furious with Starbucks. And you see it all on social media, and you see commentary online. It's just, they really created a much bigger problem for themselves than that isolated incident. It's doing the bathroom thing, like you said, Jen, is such an overcorrection that's unnecessary. It's just, whatever.
The politically correct movements that are done are more often than not, that they are destined for failure because they're reactionary, not pro-action. So it's just they fall all over themselves trying to be politically correct and make a mess of things. All right, it's an interesting and strong report, Jennifer. Thank you, Victoria. What's going? I was looking at this. I know you're going to focus on Matthew Charles.
Well, actually, no, I have something else.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Yes. Hey, help yourself then, please.
Okay. When's the last time spam was trending? Well, spam is trending today.
Spam the food or spam on our
computers? You could call it the food. Spam the food if you want to call it quote-unquote food. Yes. Mm. Nearly 230,000 pounds of spam is being recalled. The U.S. Department of Agriculture just put out a press release saying that Hormel, which is the company that makes spam, the canned pork and chicken products are contaminated with foreign matter, specifically pieces of metal, and there are reports of minor oral injuries linked to people eating Spam Classic, and get this, I didn't know the Spam was so fancy, Hormel Foods Black Label Luncheon Loaf. However,
Black Label Luncheon
that
loaf?
Is what it's called. Black Label Luncheon Loaf. Uh-huh. And Spam Classic. With a Best Buy date of February 2021, those are the cans that have been shipped throughout the U.S. and Guam. Apparently, Spam is big in Guam.
Yes,
and so the Department of Agriculture urges consumers to throw out any recalled products or, as you love to say, Doug, return them to the store.
No, you don't throw them out. You bring them back and get your money back. Come on.
I throw them out. I'm too lazy.
Why then nobody pays the price for them screwing up? That's not right. It may be easier for you, but what lesson does that have or hold for the companies that have made a mess out of things? This is not something that you let them get away with lightly. You bring back, as a matter of fact, if I were running
store, right on this. It's just
I'd bring them back. I want twice my money back. This is an inconvenience. I came back. I'm bringing this stuff back. I don't want the $2 that it cost me to buy. I want $4 back. I'm not kidding either.
I know you're
screaming,
not.
Hoot and holler about that. That's outrageous.
Maybe we should send you to a grocery store with some cans of Spam demanding $4 a can.
I found
and just
new,
film it and see what happens.
You know what I found? I found a new ethnic food store in Framingham. It's a Russian food store. And the stuff they have is really, they have the kind of juice. I can't read the Russian, so I don't know. I only buy the stuff I can read the label. But they have Kadem grape juice, for example, which is fabulous grape juice. It's all 100% without added sugar, that kind of stuff. But they have great prepared foods. There's some fish dishes that are fabulous. Their fruit and produce is great. And they give you a 5% discount for cash. It's just, and they've been in Framingham Center for ages, and I never went in there before. So there you go. The food store story from Framingham.
That was riveting.
Yes, I sure was. Okay. So here we go. Let me tell you a little about Matthew Charles, a Nashville man. He was released from prison in 2016 after a sentence reduction. He'd spent half his life behind bars. In a rare move, though, the feds have ruled his term was reduced in error, and now they're sending him back to jail to finish his sentence. People have taken to social media to denounce what they call a massive injustice. Online petitions are being signed. How does stuff like this happen? He went to jail for 35 years for selling crack in the 90s. You know, selling crack to whom? I would want to know.
An informant to a cop undercover.
Right, but did he sell it to people? Was he selling to? Why was he suspected in the first place? Or is this one of those set-up phony hits so the police stats can look good? Is what I'd like to know more about the real
That's
story.
That's a good
here.
Question. I don't know.
Yeah.
But 35 years for selling crack? That seems
well, if
like
if you're
a
selling
lot.
Crack to kids, that's why I asked the question.
Right.
If you're selling crack to underage, to kids, that kind of stuff, I think you go to jail, you never get out. It's like rape and murder and stuff. Just throw away the keys. But in this circumstance, what prompted them to let them out, and what's prompting them to put them back in? There was some kind of retroactive change in the law, but it didn't apply to him, supposedly. He
right.
was a
he
career
served 21
offender.
Years. Yeah.
He'd been in jail before. I mean, this is not a swell, wonderful guy.
Well, the interesting thing about this story, though, when he was very young, he did go to state prison for a short time, and that's the reason why he has to go back to prison now, because during the Obama administration, when they shortened the crack guidelines, he on the surface qualified for that, for his sentence to be reduced. He'd already served 21 years, and so, but it turns out because he had been incarcerated before, that automatically puts him in the quote unquote career criminal category. That's why he has to go back.
If you read between the lines here, this guy, you know, it's not often we see or think that actual rehab takes place when you go into the clink. But this guy apparently did. He took GED classes, correspondence courses, became a law clerk. He helped other incarcerated men understand the system, and he organized Bible studies and counseled newcomers to prison. So I don't know. There's maybe a little something else going on. Is this guy black or white?
He's black.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, the judge even admitted, he said, you know, I commend you. You've spent 2 decades in prison. You never had a single infraction with behavior. And you've done all this good work while you're in the
clinker. So why is
he
going back to the slammer again?
Because
then?
She said that because the law is the law. And she said her hands were tied. There's nothing that she could do. He can't even appeal this. And that's why so many people online have been, like, sharing his story, hoping that there's... I don't know, maybe President Trump can do something? I don't know. Mm. At that level, he might be the only one.
Whatever happened to that Scooter Libby thing? Did he actually let him out of jail? Jennifer, I can't remember.
He pardoned him.
He got out of jail. Right. So you can pardon Scooter Libby, then he ought to be able to pardon this guy.
Well, you know, the one thing that a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives that don't like President Trump have not been real fast in giving him accolades for this, but just last week Congress actually passed a prison reform bill. So this is something that was supported by Cory Booker and other Democrats that President Trump kind of put his name on because it's one of those key issues. But of course, because it's something nice, we don't hear too much about it.
That's another outrage.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you? Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Change at the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. This is an announcement for those of you who like the Queer Eye for the Straight Guys. Isn't that what it's called? What's that show called?
I think it's just Queer Eye at this point.
Oh, it is?
They shortened it, yeah.
Oh, they changed it. Okay. 8 episodes on Netflix back in February, and now the reboot for Queer Eye is going to start again June the 15th, season 2 of the reboot. They announced that the second season will begin on the 15th. So that means they drop all the episodes. You can watch them all that day, right?
Yes.
Isn't that how they do it at Netflix?
It's the beauty of Netflix. Binging.
What's the latest on House of Cards? Anybody know what really is going on with that? They took What's-His-Face out of it, Kevin Spacey. But
yeah,
supposedly,
didn't they add somebody new to it? Not in a presidential role, but I thought they added... Not Greg Kinnear, but somebody like that. I feel like they added another name to it in a different capacity. But I think that they're either filming or they've finished filming, and maybe it'll air by the end of the year.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, someone. You're right about that.
Yeah, it is Greg Kinnear and Diane Lane, too.
Yeah. Oh, and Diane Lane. Okay, cool.
So what do you call it still in it?
She's the president.
Yeah.
And they're centering it around her. Right.
Ah, okay. I'm going to see. Interesting to see how it shakes out. Meanwhile, musically at 25 past the hour, the Backstreet Boys are back. How about that? On the pop songs chart as Don't Go Breaking My Heart has debuted on the list. So this is Jennifer's favorite boy band. I don't know. I've forgotten how you feel.
No. NSYNC is my favorite boy band.
NSYNC is your favorite boy band.
Right. Yes.
So does anybody like Backstreet Boys better than NSYNC here? Kara, what about you, Victoria?
Not here, but
in the world, plenty of people do, but it's a big argument, and Backstreet Boys are not as good as NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
That's the final call on it. They're okay, though. They're fun to listen to.
Well, this is their 19th hit, dating back to November 1995 with We've Got It Going On. And they extended a span of appearing on pop songs to a record of 22 years, 6 months, narrowly passing Madonna's stretch of 22 years, 4 months. Backstreet Boys boast 9 pop song top tens, including the number ones I Want It That Way, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. Yeah, crack that up a little. I actually quite like the Backstreet Boys. A very good poppy band. They reached number 2 with Quit Playing Games with My Heart. Number 3 with As Long As You Love Me. So the new single that they have from the last album, In a World Like This, debuted and peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 200. The boys have sold 31 million albums. For each of them, $1 apiece. That's not bad.
And I think they have a Vegas residency, right?
They do.
I think
it's continuing, right? Yeah.
I'm going,
They're a good
Jen's going.
When are you going?
In July?
Maybe
no, August. Yeah.
Hard to go away from the farm in the summertime. Other musical news, Luke Bryan, who's my favorite farm artist and also my favorite of the American Idol judges, now that that's all over, he has revealed the dates for his annual farm tour, which will go through a number of agricultural communities in September. 10th year of the farm tour. 6 dates scheduled the first weeks of fall. 1 weekend visiting spots across the Midwest. The second weekend heading back down south to conclude in his home state of Georgia. Started the farm tour in 2009, aiming to bring awareness to farming communities in the U.S. as well as to provide scholarships for families who live in those communities. His farm tour shows are in between dates for his upcoming What Makes You Country tour, which gets underway the 31st of this month up in Toronto. And that tour mixes festival appearances, amphitheaters, stadiums, running through October 26th at Ford Field in Detroit. Sam Hunt opening for him. I don't know Sam Hunt. 28 past the hour. Good news, though, for Luke Bryan fans.
Hey, you want that car in front of you, don't you? Or what about that one over there? That, my friend, is car envy. And all you need to do is say, show me the Carfax. And you can find great deals at Carfax.com. Because now you can search millions of used car listings anytime, anywhere. Plus, get a free Carfax report with every search. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, after comedian Roseanne Barr targets her with a racist tweet that Barr has since apologized for several times. Valerie Jarrett saying on MSNBC,
I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Barr's original tweet about Jarrett gets her show canceled by ABC. In recent hours, Barr has issued a number of apologetic tweets, including to those who were working on her show, who are now left without jobs. Barr also claims her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in that racist tweet she sent about Jarrett. Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is stepping down amid questions about an extramarital affair he's admitted to, as well as campaign fundraising questions. And this is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen back from her trip to Afghanistan, Ethiopia. Let's see, where else did she go? I think you spent some time also, if I'm not mistaken, at the South Pole, right? Didn't you go to the South Pole on this
trip?
Yeah,
Santa is my best friend now. So
really?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And instead
of
moving from the North Pole.
Oh, well, I know
move
my...
For the purpose of this trip.
The rotten Santa Claus lives in the South.
Yeah.
Yep, he's my favorite
one. All right,
one.
So what was the highlight of the trip? You went to Italy and you had a nice time. You had a lot of pictures of you boozing it up and eating a lot of gelato.
Oh, God. Wow.
What else?
I didn't take a lot of pictures of those things because I was too busy doing them to take pictures of them.
Ah,
but, yeah, it was fun. We started out in Rome, then we went to Florence and Venice. I went with one of my best friends that I grew up with. And, I don't know, I think one of the nicest things, so it was calling for rain, especially in Florence, and then it was just beautiful, like, super sunny, 80 degrees, 75 degrees every single day. So it was just perfect to go out, and, I mean, we walked, like, 10 miles every day, and so my legs were dead, and it was just everything was so beautiful, and we were able to see all of the different tourist attractions in Rome and eat a lot of food and, as you said, drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of gelato, which I would recommend to everyone. But
where was the best food? Because the food, they say, I've never been to Italy, but I've seen a lot of food shows. Yeah, they say the food is different in Venice. Yeah. Venetians have a very different sense of what their food is versus Rome. What did you like the best?
I guess I'll just have to say Rome because I was there for the longest, so I was able to eat the most food there. I liked all of it. When I got to Venice, we were only there for like a day and a half, and it was all very like rushed, so I didn't get to try as much as I wanted to. All of the food that I had everywhere was good. Florence has this like really amazing Florentine steak that like they're known for, and I'm sure neither you or Doug would enjoy that, but it was but everything was good, and the pasta was delicious, and the margarita pizzas were just like the pizza just there doesn't compare to what's here. It's just it's so much better. I'll be going back again next week. How does that sound to you guys?
Italy is a fabulous country. It's crazy, the politics, but it's a very warm, engaging country.
The driving was insane and terrifying. Yeah. The little scooter.
That circle around the Colosseum, how many times did you go around that before you figure out where you were going?
One time.
That's it, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, we took the metro around, so you just take the metro stop to the middle, and then you've got the Colosseum on the left and the Roman Forum on your right, and you're like, which one do I want to go to? And then you just find the entrance and go in.
Yeah.
I did go to the
You go to the, some of the, if you're ever able to do it, I say this to anybody who's planning on maybe taking a trip to Europe, maybe going to Italy this summer. Italy is one of the places that you should not miss. If you can at all figure out how to get there at one point in your life. I have been there 4 or 5 times, and every time I go, I enjoy it. Not as much as going to Hawaii, but I really think that Italy, there's a special... I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the energy from the people, the food, the beauty. The country is absolutely beautiful. Mountains, you go over on the East Coast and look across to Dubrovnik and Yugoslavia. You can see these smaller communities that are on the East Coast rather than the bigger ones. The bigger cities are in the North or on the West Coast of Italy. It's just a neat country.
It's beautiful. The people were very, I don't speak a lot of Italian. We learned some words and phrases, but everyone was very accommodating. But it's also just really interesting to go to a place that is so completely different than here. I mean, our country is only a few hundred years old, so when you walk around, the oldest thing that you see is not going to be that old. And so when you walk through the Roman Forum and hear about, like, hey, this is where Caesar was standing, like all these different things, it's so hard to even comprehend how old the things are. And they're just, like, in the middle of the city. Like, you drive down a main street, and then, oh, look, there's a church that's, like, hundreds and thousands of years old. So it was really cool. It was an interesting
history. Was that your first trip to Europe?
No, I've been to... briefly to Ireland and England and Wales and that little part, but I'd never been to Italy before. So
let's speaking of Ireland.
Wait! You can't move on. Do not move on yet.
Excuse me.
Did you meet any Italian men? Men, come on. Give us the good stuff.
I met a ton of Italian men who were trying to sell me selfie sticks and umbrellas and a bunch of other. Oh my God! They just couldn't get enough of me. we went to. Florence has leather markets, so you go through and they have all of this really good leather and purses and wallets and all this other stuff. So you go through and it's essentially just one or two guys at every stand and it's streets and streets of the market. And they just, every single one, if you look at a purse for too long or if you, God forbid, you touch it, and they all come up to you and are just like, do you want that? Should I get that down for you? That, like, I can, what price do you want? And so it's just, yeah.
Yeah, you can bargain in there.
Yeah, which was, good at least.
Not what I said, did you meet any Italian men? Did I meet leather salesmen? But
right. No, well, I'm telling you that because those are really the only Italian men that I met. We didn't do a lot of, like, nightlife stuff, which is one thing I would want to do if I went back again. That was, like, the only slightly disappointing
part. Can I tell you something? I don't know where you have to go. Although I'm not a big nightlife person anyway, Italy is notorious for the streets rolling up early. There's nothing, unless you're in a big city, I would think you'd not find a lot going on at night, and unless things have changed.
I don't know about that. I mean, we definitely went to the Trevi Fountain and some other locations in the evening at probably like 9 or 10. I mean, we didn't get in until after 10 every night, and there were definitely still tons of people out.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, but I think, Doug, you mean like nightclubs, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Well, yeah, none of that stuff.
Yeah,
probably not nearly as much as Spain would have.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in nightclubs, but it would have been fun to go to some like bars or different stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah,
pick up on some drinks for your bartending job.
Yeah.
All right. So, Victoria, I did want to spend a little time talking about that vote that was so overwhelming in Ireland over
the
weekend.
Right?
It was very surprising. Well, I don't know. Was it? I wasn't following it.
I was surprised.
The aftermath. Yeah. So explain.
I was surprised.
Would you explain a little?
Yeah, Ireland voted to make abortion legal, and it was an overwhelming response. There were a lot of Irish nationals who have been living in other countries who flew home just to vote. There was, it really was, and the Catholic Church was silent. It really didn't take a stance at all, and the reason that they did that was because they actually thought that, because the Catholic Church is not in great favor in Ireland right now, and so they thought that if they came out against the vote, that it would just drive more people to vote for it. So they didn't even need to have a presence there, and it still passed overwhelmingly. So it was definitely surprising. When we were there in January, my cousins and I were talking about it, and they were surprised. I think that they were surprised that it went through with such a huge majority.
Mm-hmm. So to go back to Italy for just a second, I forgot to ask you this in terms of politics and elections, because they have elections so frequently in Italy. Did you notice much conversation, because the country is on a path to have fresh elections? Was there much of that that you could tell going on, Kara, when you were there?
Not that I could hear. If they were having them, they were probably in Italian, so I didn't understand them. But it was interesting just where I was. I mean, we were eating at a lot of restaurants outside because it was so beautiful. And there's, maybe they have it at some places, but in America, I feel like there's an abundance of like sports bars or whatever place you go into. There's a TV, and I really didn't get that vibe when I was there. So it was like, I was so far removed from any and all news unless someone was talking directly to me about it. So, like, there were a few times that I definitely heard the name Trump mentioned, like, in passing, like, either on a train or whatever. But, yeah, I didn't really hear them talking about politics, either U.S. or Italian politics, which was interesting. I'm sure it's still important to them, but it was actually a big relief to me to not have to even think about that for a week.
All right.
No.
All right. In a moment, we're going to check in with what's going on in Dallas with the Mavs. It is 43 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. And though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile. But the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hey, Sprint Turn, what are you up to?
Hey, Paul, showing you the unrivaled iPhone X, and you know what I can do with it?
No, what?
I can unlock it with my face. They call it Face ID. Check it out.
Wow, do you have to make that face when you unlock it?
No, but it's way more fun this way.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that.
Get the unrivaled iPhone X now for just $20 a month. That's 50% off from Sprint. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax credit applied within two bills. iPhone X, 64GB, $20 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Coverage and offer not everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size.
All right. Spider-Man has moved to Paris, apparently. It's a big story about the French Spider-Man, Victoria. This story, I think, revolves around a child dangling off of a balcony in the fourth floor of some apartment house. Is that right? Do I have the thread?
That is correct. The video of this rescue of this four-year-old who was, when you see him, he's literally just clinging to life on top from the railing of the balcony. Somehow he got up and over the railing, was hanging on the outside railing, and this young Malian migrant named Mamadou Gassama was walking on the street below, looked up, saw this child dangling. He climbed all four stories on the outside of the building to rescue this little four-year-old.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So they're calling him Spider-Man now. The video went viral. Mm. And so he met with French President Emmanuel Macron, and he's really? Been offered French citizenship and a job
wow.
by the Paris
and
Fire Brigade.
Right.
Yeah. He's 22, super. And... he now has a job with the Paris Fire Brigade following this dramatic rescue. And in the video, people were below cheering him on, obviously,
hey.
But, you know,
yeah.
hoping this child was going to make it. But yep. The problem behind the scenes now is the father of the child had gone out to a shop. He left the child alone. He came back from the shop and still didn't pay attention to his son and
right.
Was playing Pokemon Go as his four-year-old was literally dangling off the edge of building.
Right.
So he now faces up to 2 years in prison.
All right, Jen, what's new with the Dallas Mavs? This fellow Yogi Ferrell looks like kind of a hero. We're talking about heroes, is he?
Yeah, he's becoming an integral part of Jonathan's Place and all that it stands for. It was a natural fit for Dallas Mavericks guard Yogi Ferrell. Jonathan's Place is a foster care and adoption program that provides a safe place, a loving home, and specialized services to children who've been abandoned, neglected, or abused. Maybe this poor kid in Paris is one of those kids. Holy moly. Mm. Given that Ferrell's mother was neglected and grew up in foster care, he felt it was important to join their mission in partnership with Jonathan's Place and with support support from the Mavs owner Mark Cuban, Yogi Ferrell hosted Foster Care Saturday. Mark Cuban attended the event. He said that his wife is on the board, so the Mavs Foundation and his family are big supporters of Jonathan's Place. When Yogi picked it as the organization that really fits with him for his foundation, Mark Cuban said he was excited. He went on to say, "We know the work that they do. We know how committed they are to kids and really adults now, too, of all ages." And pretty tragic stories from some of these kids. They get thrown away, and Jonathan's Place has existed to pick up the pieces for kids, whether they're 8 months or 18 years old. Yogi used the event to launch his Ferrell Family Foundation, and he said, "I know Mark Cuban wants to always give back, so it was great that we could get him here. I know he's a busy man, but I'm glad he can come out and help me in the launching of my foundation." So a good story. Sure. Yogi Ferrell and Mark Cuban deserve a round of applause.
10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Our focus, Dr. Jock, where'd that, Doc Jock, where'd that come from? Jack Stockwell is here, Nooka Chiropractor, Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, continue to amaze people. You can go into the whole archives at gooddayhealthshow.com, see what's there, see what you need to learn. Also, Jack and his wife Mary produce great podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. Don't forget about that as well. Jack has been doing some work on a study focusing on sucrose, which is basically the white table sugar that you use and how bad it is for you. I guess one of the things that I hear from people is, yep, we always talk about what's bad. So what do we do after we've told people how bad sugar is? What do we use as a sweetener? Because many of the things that have been told, we've been over the years, we've been told aspartame is good. No, it's crap. That's bad for you. So when we're all done with this, talking about how bad sugar, table sugar is for you, what are we going to use? So that's your challenge, Jack. After you give us your report, let's come up with something that people can use that they will like.
One of the things I think that is filling research volumes now, that's showing up more than ever, is the effect of table sugar, sucrose, upon the body. Mm-hmm. You can hardly find anything in the supermarket anymore that is processed in a bag, a box, or a can that in the ingredients doesn't have various names for sugar. Hardly ever says sugar anymore. There's different names for it, which the food labeling laws allows it to do. And when you look at the rate of obesity in the country, and you look at the continuing growth of heart disease and cancer, and so the so-called war on these things, obviously we're not making any ground.
The war on drugs.
No,
against the time and money.
Yeah, the war on this, the war on that are just battle cries to raise some kinds of money. Yep. So as I was looking through different studies, I found the study from 1965 that was mentioned in a study that came out November of last year, referring back to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1965 and follow-up work relative to that study that was talking about how. And how long ago was 1965? I mean, we're talking over 53 years, I think, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. In any event, they knew back then that increased levels of table sugar in your diet led to increased levels of fat inside the body. Now, someone might scratch their head and say, what's the difference? Because any energy coming into the body that the body does not immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain doesn't know you're going to have dinner tonight. It gets breakfast this morning. It processes breakfast, but it doesn't know there's going to be dinner tonight. So any carbohydrate, any kind of extra energy that came in breakfast that it doesn't immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat. And when you get something as pure energy as sugar is, it goes right to fat almost immediately if you don't immediately need it. So any event, in this study, what they found out was that people who had elevated levels of sucrose in their diet were more prone to bladder cancer than those who didn't, and also had higher levels of fat buildup in the bloodstream than those who were eating less amounts of sucrose. Now, the whole point of this is that they knew this back in 1965, and the sugar industry tried to cover it up and made sure.
What a shock.
Yes,
no,
made
Jack,
sure that
please.
That study
that's
did not get.
True.
Yeah, made sure that that study did not get published. Now, what do you do instead? Well, what we recommend to our patients is, number one, honey. Local honey.
That's great.
If you have to have a sweetener, try to get honey, raw honey. Make sure it says on the label raw, because if it doesn't say raw, it was pasteurized.
Yep.
If it was pasteurized, it's been changed to some degree. Make sure it's local so that it has the local allergens in it to temper the body's allergic responses. Or something like stevia. I particularly don't care much for stevia.
I think honey is
honey's the big thing.
Local honey, that's a great suggestion. Okay, so now Jack told you the problem, told you how to fix it. Local unprocessed honey. It is the best. And you know what? One of the things that honey is good for is helping your immune system, because it's all natural, local stuff, as are the fruits and vegetables. This time of year, as vegetables become available, get as many of them as you can, ripened fruits as well. If you can't find them and you want to balance your body, make sure that your immune system is working properly, go to balanceofnature.com and sign yourself up for these little capsules that have 11 different ripened fruits that have been dried and powdered, and the same number of vegetables, cooked, dried, and powdered. Put in a little capsule, you take two, one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and your immune system goes through the roof. Strengthen your immune system. Get started free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV, okay? Balanceofnature.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.